KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look for isolated showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 80. We picked up 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall early this morning here in Atlantic. Messina reports 17 one-hundredths of an inch. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency, located on the square in Greenfield. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say a traffic stop at around 11:40 p.m. Monday resulted in a brief pursuit and an arrest. When deputies tried to pull over a vehicle driven by Warren Logan Davis of Lenox, Davis led them on a short chase on Sycamore Avenue near the intersection of Sycamore and 250th. Adams County deputies managed to bring Davis to a stop by boxing his vehicle in. He was then placed under arrest for eluding. And Adams County deputies Tuesday arrested Joey Baxter of Creston in connection with an incident that occurred on February 18th. Baxter was charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of marijuana. Two members of a committee from the Griswold School District will meet with Lenox Community School District representatives this evening in Lenox with regard to superintendent sharing. Earlier this month, both districts' boards of education met separately and agreed to continue talks on the specifics and forms of contract for Lenox Superintendent Dave Hendricks. During their meeting this evening at 5:30 at the Lenox School Board office, Griswold School Board committee members Steve Beyer and Rob Peterson will meet with their counterparts in Lenox to gather information and make a recommendation to the full board on the sharing of services of Hendricks. No decision will be made. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green yesterday reported several recent arrests. On Sunday, 30-year-old Albert Johnson of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for theft in the second degree. Green says the charge stems from the theft of a modified Harley-Davidson motorcycle that was stolen out of Manila. The bike, which Johnson allegedly painted a different color, was seen parked on his property and later identified by the owner. Four people were arrested last Thursday in Atlantic. 52-year-old David Charles of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for attempted burglary in the third degree with regard to the theft of electricity from a rental home by allegedly using an extension cord from the vacant property and connecting it to his property. 35-year-old Brian Beard of Atlantic was arrested for assault causing bodily injury after he turned himself into the Cass County jail following a verbal altercation with an individual that later turned physical. And 27-year-old Jenna Smith of Atlantic was arrested Thursday for forgery, theft in the second degree, and that was with regard to checks that were written. Also, 16-year-old Giles McCoy of Atlantic was arrested on a felony charge of extortion with regard to activity on social media. He was cited and released to a parent, with his charge being filed with juvenile court. Additional details concerning McCoy's arrest were not released. Each of the other subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. In the funeral announcements, Robert Bob O'Neill, age 91, of Avoca, died May 17th in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Bob O'Neill will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Leona Erb, age 95, of Harlan, died Thursday in Harlan. Funeral services for Leona Erb will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Lenore LaFoy, age 85, of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Lenore LaFoy will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Raymond Becker, age 91, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Raymond Becker will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Shirley Rush, age 68, of Tabor, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Shirley Rush will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Chapel in Atlantic. Jack Kenyon, age 95, of Greenfield, died May 16th. Funeral services for Jack Kenyon will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Hedwig Hattie Owens, age 95, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Hattie Owens will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Gene Funk, age 65, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gene Funk will be Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Idris Fan, age 101, of Clarinda, has died. Services for Idris Fan will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Clarinda. Ritchie Funeral Home of Clarinda has arrangements. Kent Hilsebeck, age 55, of Manning, died Friday in Crawford County. Funeral services for Kent Hilsebeck will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Robert Rechtenbaugh, age 80, of Bridgewater, died Saturday in Creston. Funeral services for Robert Rechtenbaugh will be held on Thursday at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Betty Andreessen, age 76, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Betty Andreessen will be this Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Richard Carney, age 92, of Adair, died Monday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Richard Carney will be Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. And Jamie Malden, age 32, of Greenfield, died Friday in Adair County. Funeral services for Jamie Malden are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.